Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we were talking about the commitment that a man and a woman make in a marriage. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Blum.
Well, your commitment marriage is till death do us part. Now, needless to say, I was annoyed. This is an honest thing. And now, he's going on into his own. I've left the context of mine. Now, needless to say, I was annoyed about this. But to be honest, we were more like good friends than husband and wife. We were never able to consummate our marriage due to a problem my wife had at that time. We sought medical help, but it never happened for us. I tell couples in premarital counseling, this is my answer, I tell couples premarital counseling that they're giving their word. If their word is no good, then they are not to be trusted at all. So, when one makes a vow in marriage, it is to be in sickness and in health, rich or poor, better or worse, to love, to honor, and cherish, till death do us part. Now, that is the answer I was sharing with you, where I broke away from the previous letter to point that out. I think it's a very important thing in the day in which we live, where marriage is not an important covenant to too many Christians, let alone this world. Now, you are to love, honor, and cherish, regardless if the other person does or does not love you in the same manner. Remember, it was God in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, who said, a man shall leave his mother and father. And what will he do? He shall cleave unto his wife. And they two shall be one flesh. And he goes on to say, we went to marriage counseling for a few months. And she asked me to give the marriage another go, which I did because I knew how God did not want divorce for us. But 6 months later, she said she definitely didn't love me and wanted it to end. We separated and divorced. I know that that involves a lot of heartbreak and inward pain. I have told Christian men, as well as women, if they leave you, all you can say is, I want to remain married to you. But if the law grants divorce, there is little a Christian can do except pray. Now, by the way, let me just add, that's the same way it's going in this country, and let alone the country in Europe where he lives. I used to tell people to ask God daily to put the fear of God in their spouse's heart and to be willing to forgive if they repent. So I tell them, look, the fear of God. And I usually add to this, let me just insert here. I usually add to that, ask God to do what is necessary short of killing somebody or maiming somebody to put the fear of God in their heart that they might repent. Also ask God to give you favor in their eyes. Now, going on. He says, since then, I've married again. My wife is saved. We have three children. I've been listening to your series on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And by the way, let me say, that is on our website. That the best place, I think, to go on that is www.sermonaudio.com/. Now that slash is that mark that leans to the right at the bottom of the question mark on your keyboard, okay? So www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. When you get to that page, scroll down a little bit in that page in the middle. You'll see series by Bible, then sermons by Bible and sermons by series. Okay, this will be listed under sermon by series, and I've done series on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Look for that series, and you can follow along there. Now, let me go back to the letter. He goes on to say, basically, I feel like the devil reminds me every day that God is disappointed in me, and I'm living in sin, committing adultery, and I really struggle with this. 1 Corinthians 7:3-6 says, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. Now this is talking about the intimate relationship between the husband and wife. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power over his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. Now, so let me insert this verse I've just shared with him. That is saying, okay, it's all right to not have that intimate relationship of one flesh by agreement together, but the reason for it is to give yourself to prayer and fasting. Now, unless one is going to be out of state, out of town on a business trip, then I understand that. Of course, then it's not going there, but you stay in touch in our day through telephone and other means. But going back here now and continuing the answer, in verse 6 there, that same passage there again, 1 Corinthians 7:3-6 says, but I speak this by permission and not by commandment. Now, understand, not of commandment does not mean, well, hey, I've got liberty, because this is not really a command in the Bible. It's just something that Paul feels, and so he's got permission to write it. No. Not of commandment means it is not written in the Old Covenant, that is the Old Testament. Speaking by permission is led of the Holy Ghost, not Paul's personal opinion. This is what he's writing. So what he's writing is not going back to what the Bible commanded. He is writing in the Old Testament. He is writing by permission these things the Holy Spirit has given him about this situation. Without marital sexual relations, Satan does seem to rev up the temptation to adultery. It was your wife that left you. Now he goes on to write, At the same time, I thought, because I wasn't at fault for our marriage breaking down, and she left me, that it was okay to look for another wife. I prayed for God's will first and foremost. And if it was to be that someone would come into my life. So he's made this a matter of prayer at this point, okay? I met my wife, and he gave her name, and got married after 5 years of dating. My question to you is, I want to know what your advice is from a biblical point of view. Does the fact that our marriage was never consummated mean anything in God's eyes? That is his first marriage. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 1 through 4 states the following. When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorce and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and gives it in her hand and sendeth her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, that is the first one, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife. After that, she is defiled. For that is abomination before the Lord. And thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Now, I would say that some may consider that she did not want sexual union when he may have felt that it is an uncleanness. When you divorce, then she could come back, particularly once you married another person, it was too late. So was it sin? Was it the sin of adultery that marrying another person after you divorce? Now, it would seem so. But I know it is against God's will for you to ever go back to her.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.